How much does it cost to undercut democracy? Well, about $500 a head, according to State Attorney Jeff Ashton's just-released investigation into Orange County's problem with cell phones and lobbying. Community organizers and most reasonable people were clearly expecting more from the seven-month criminal investigation into what we now call Textgate. Even through the most generous of lenses, there should have been some handcuff accountability for a local government so clearly parroting the anti-worker demands of big industry and the Republican Party while simultaneously shutting down a public referendum. In the end, Ashton decided that, though the mayor and commissioners did not violate the law by taking orders from lobbyists during and before a public meeting, they did sort of violate the law by destroying the records of those electronic communications. So they get a civic fine and the chance to carry on regardless. But there's more to Textgate than just the investigation and its petty fines. So much has happened in the past year to leave Orange County voters dumbfounded. After playing by the rules, organizers were faced with lobbyists at all turns. Studies proving sick time would kill the economy were hastily paid for by the chamber. The county threatened to sue the Orlando Sentinel for the county's own public records mistake. Sick time was all but killed by a well-choreographed state preemption measure passed in Tallahassee this spring. But most of all, everybody dragged their feet in order to let real democracy die. Sure, you can delete the messages, but you can't delete the stain.